The votes for Trump were certified by Congress today, but Biden still has 2 weeks in office, and he wants to use them to destroy America like he's done for the other 200 weeks that he's been in office. This episode is sponsored by Quick Tax America. As always, $69 federal tax returns. More from them a little bit later. Joe Biden hates Americans, and this, he does. He does, and this is nothing new, but this is a shocker to me because of the fact that it's his last 2 weeks. I just do not think this is how he wanted to go out, but it is. Biden announced that he is moving to essentially protect certain areas of the ocean that are oil rich from drilling. So he's basically going to, it's almost as if he's making water a national park, for instance. These places include kind of the eastern Gulf of Mexico and the Bering Sea. So what this means is we can't invest in drilling in those areas. The gas prices will not go down. And then, of course, it's not just, I mean, we talk about gas prices, but that means all of our shipping, all of our global supply chain will also become more expensive, which essentially makes all products more expensive. And he's handing that off to Trump. Let me read for you what the AP says about this, because it does point to why this sucks big time. It sucks for us. It sucks for Donald Trump and his presidency. This is what they say. They say Biden's actions, which protect more than 625 million acres of federal waters, could be difficult for President-elect Donald Trump to unwind, since they would likely require an act of Congress to repeal. The 72-year-old law that Biden cited allows the president to withdraw portions of the Outer Continental Shelf from mineral leasing if the areas are deemed too sensitive to drill. Trump himself, this is tricky as well. They say Trump himself has a complicated history on offshore drilling. He signed a memorandum in 2020 directing the Interior Secretary to prohibit drilling in the waters off both Florida coast and the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina. I'll talk about that in a second. But this is the problem, right? Can we get Congress to repeal this kind of action? And I'm not so convinced. Obviously, there's a lot of optimism going into the next year, considering that the Senate is very much Republican, like an overwhelming majority. Obviously, Donald Trump is going to be president, but in Congress, it's very, very slim majorities. And I'm not convinced that Congress is going to repeal an action like this, because just off the top of my head, I can think of several congressmen, also several senators, but I'm not as worried about the Senate because they have such a big majority. I can just think of a few of them that are more sympathetic to the climate change lobby more than everyday Americans. And that's a big problem. That's obviously, there's people that should not be Republicans and they really shouldn't be in Congress if they're going to think that way, but they are. It's a reality. And so it's going to be tough for Congress to repeal an action like this. As you can expect, when this announcement came out, the environmentalists were very happy. They came out in support, and the drilling unions and the companies were very angry. And this is the part where I have to talk about where this order protected, because this matters to me, especially when it comes to Donald Trump and what he's going to do in response to this. The two areas that this law protected, one was in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. That's an interesting one. The other one was in the Bering Sea. So the Gulf of Mexico, because there's Florida to consider, as well as other coastal states, and perhaps, I'm not even necessarily sure, if there's some debris or pollution that comes off of these oil rigs, there is some justification where I even think someone like Donald Trump, this is, I think, where Donald Trump has really reformed the Republican Party in many ways. The former Republican Party would have said, drill, baby, drill. And I'm, for the most part, a fan of that. However, I think Donald Trump is a true populist in the sense that he, if there is debris or pollution, he wants to protect the coasts of Florida in a way that the former Republican president just wouldn't have done. I just don't think Bush would have done this. For instance, I don't think Reagan would have done this. For instance, and I don't actually totally disagree. And the reason why I point to that is because of what the AP said about how Donald Trump actually signed a similar thing into law around Florida. So if that is the case with that area that Biden kind of protected in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, I'm honestly fine with it for the most part. I have my problem with that, my one caveat, is I have a feeling you could regulate them into, they would rather be regulated and still be able to drill if it meant cheaper fuel and also it'd be cleaner. So I feel like they could do that, but really that doesn't matter. And the reason why that doesn't matter is because the other place that Biden banned from drilling is in the Bering Sea. And if you remember from high school geography, the Bering Sea is the little neck of land between Alaska and Russia. And so in other words, no one lives there. There's nothing going on. Like, why do we care about this? It's very oil rich. It's an incredibly oil rich area. So why would we not drill? And it's beyond me. And luckily, Trump has said that he's going to try to repeal this. We'll see if he's able to do it. The AP doesn't think it's very likely, but this really is the perfect way for Biden to go out. It's beyond me why he would protect this little piece of ocean from, again, I'm not 100% convinced that oil rigs are this massive problem for climate, especially where there's no one there. Like if you want to say it's an eyesore, you could see it off the coast of Florida, which I don't think oil rigs, the ones that he's talking about at least that were banned in this executive order, I don't think that those oil rigs can be seen off any coast. But let's just say they were. I get it. You're in Florida. You have a tourism industry. You don't want an oil rig off the beach. But it's the Bering Sea. There's no tourism up there. There's absolutely none. It's a lifeless, it's a crazy ocean that no one ever goes through. So it's the perfect place for an oil rig. So it's in one sense, it's beyond me why Joe Biden would do something like this, because it's so anti-American. It's so contrary to the American economy, which is obviously on the brinks right now, especially when it comes to employment and a recession. And cheaper energy means cheaper for everybody and higher investment and employment. But at the same time, is it really beyond me? Because this seems like the perfect way for Biden to go out and kind of solidify and cement his legacy for what he was. He spent his whole presidency propping up the elites, like the environmentalists and the different lobbying agencies and unions, at the expense of the average American. And so for me, I kind of see this as nothing different. I want to take a moment to talk about a company that's making a real difference, PrisonFit. PrisonFit is a groundbreaking program developed by prisoners designed to support incarcerated and recently released individuals through bodyweight exercises, nutrition, mindset coaching, and reentry training. It's a comprehensive approach that includes workout and cooking books, clothing, accessories, and even employment training to help people successfully transition back into society. They're currently running a Kickstarter campaign to fund 2 exercise books, expand their website, and support their in-prison small business course. This course has already helped hundreds of inmates gain the skills and tools they need to succeed after prison. Helping people re-enter society and make meaningful changes in their lives is something I'm very passionate about. So please join me and head over to the link in my description and check out PrisonFit today. So the Golden Globes were last night, and one of the winners of the musical section was about gender-confused people going and getting transitioning surgeries. You cannot make this stuff up. It is really weird, and I have a clip of the musical, unfortunately, to show you guys. Disclaimer, this is a family show, but the lyrics are not super kid-friendly, so here it is. Let's go.
Hello, very nice to meet you. I'd like to know about sex change operations.
I see. Men to woman, a woman to men.
Man to woman.
From penis to vagina. Is it for you?
For me?
No. What would you like to know about it, madam?
I want to know it all. What is the protocol? The techniques and the risks. How many operations? How much time do you need?
Mammoplasty.
Yes.
Vaginoplasty.
Yes.
Rhinoplasty.
Yes.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Mammoplasty.
Yes.
Vaginoplasty.
Yes.
Rhinoplasty.
Yes.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Control laryngoplasty.
What is that?
Adam's apple reduction.
Yes, 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 yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is why populism thrives in America right now, by the way, because there are A-list actors. People know these people in this movie. They get on stage every election cycle with Democrats and talk to you about how you should vote for Democrats. That's what happens. And then Democrats get shellacked in an election like in this one, and people wonder why. And it's because of this crap. It is because of this crap. None of us want to be a part of this creepy cult that is the American progressive elite, which of course is Hollywood. It's the Democrat Party, the mainstream media, big pharma, big tech. It's all one. It's all one. And they all believe this weird stuff. And they're so bold because they even come out with it. As someone in the comment section of that, I went through the comment section because I was like, I just want to see what people are saying. Luckily, everyone thought it was as weird as we did. And someone in the comment section of that video said, if people like this crap, then we're cooked. I couldn't say it any better myself. Speaking of corruption, paying as much taxes as we do right now is a ludicrous idea, and unfortunately, it is tax season. But fortunately, I get my taxes done with QuickTax America, so it makes tax season bearable again. QuickTax America files all federal returns for only $69. Yes, it is one price, $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do it for less than half the price of the big guys. If you've gotten it done with other big companies, you know what I'm talking about. It's like $150. You spend 4 hours. It sucks. With QuickTax America, you simply ask, they ask you a few questions. You upload your documents. Then you schedule a 15-minute call with a tax professional, and they do the rest. It's all for $69. Again, don't partner with woke corporations that hate your guts and love the IRS. Work with QuickTax America, which is a conservative company. It gives you a great service, a great price, your best return, because QuickTax America does not like the IRS, and they're not woke and dumb. So go to QuickTaxAmerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.